Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Panama City Beach has been named the deadliest beach in the nation, earning the title after dangerous rip currents killed seven people in just 9 days.
The famous picturesque shores of Panama City Beach, Florida, now the deadliest beach in the nation after three more tourists died over the weekend, raising the death toll to seven so far this year.
With the influx of people and having a roving patrol, these things can't happen.
Yeah, this is really bad. I mean, this was the national news yesterday, and this is the NBC, their morning show this morning, talking about Panama City Beach, and it's now the deadliest beach in all of America. Seven people died in the last 9 days with rip currents. It doesn't include the quarterback who died in Destin. This is different. It's Panama City. It's the death toll. It's the highest of any U.S. beach for 2023, according to data tracked by the National Weather Service. Rip current deaths, including deaths from high surf and sneaker waves, have risen nationwide in recent years to a high of 113 in 2021. But that's higher than normal. There were only 69 reported last year, and there have already been 60 surf zone fatalities nationwide in the U.S. this year. These three were caught in rip currents, double red flags posted, which means no. And yeah, it's a $500 fine for swimming when the beach is closed. But still, you know, they were out there.
Florida's Panama City Beach has been named.
Oh, sorry, that's the same clip. Here we go.
A popular destination for tourists from all over the world, these beaches also have prevalent dangerous rip currents that can quickly turn summertime fun into tragedy.
It's unfortunate, and our lifeguards are doing everything they can. They are very diligent. We work very hard.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to know what to say because I get that when you're on vacation and you've planned and saved and or credit carded or whatever, and you go and, you know, all of a sudden you show up at the beach to swim and they say no swimming. You don't want to obey that rule. I get it. It's inconvenient. It's disappointing. It's frustrating. And also because you don't know the Gulf and you think, oh, I'm good enough. I'm, you know, I know how to swim. I was on my high school swim team 30 years ago. You know, like that kind of thing, right? And you don't know enough and then, you know, you get in trouble and then you die. I mean, there's no excuse for being in the water with double red flags, right? There's no excuse for it other than you chose to break the rules and you chose to make your own decision. And I mean, I suppose theoretically somebody was somewhere where they couldn't see a flag, but it's hard to imagine, okay? So, you know, they're breaking the law, although they probably don't know it's the law. They're doing something unsafe, although they probably think, well, no big deal. But this is why we're constantly emphasizing the danger of this. And also, what are the basic rules for safety? You know, what do I talk about with Dame Greenwood all the time? Where do you go to swim? Where's the safest place to swim? By the guards. By the guards. Swim by the guards. Because the guards know, and they're there for a reason.
Another safety tip, be sure to swim near a lifeguard. Panama City telling NBC News six of the seven deaths so far this year happened when double red flags were flying, meaning no swimming was allowed.
When we know it's not safe, we're going to be there to tell you it's not safe.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the point. And I will tell you this. One thing, and I'm going to probably talk about this with Dave Greenwood a little bit, is I think that different – I want to say this is true. I believe this is true. I haven't heard evidence to the contrary. But it's my perception that there is no nationwide system of flag significance. If you go some places, red means discouraged, not prohibited, right? Like, it's got to be double red. And I think that might be the system in Panama. I'm not sure. But the point is, there should be just one system across the whole country. Every beach in the country ought to operate by the same standard. Make the standard whatever you want to make it. Okay, I mean, I think our standard makes the most sense, but we have that weird rule about red versus double red for surfers. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of a weird rule. I mean, it just is. That's hard to distinguish. But it's hard to imagine that you like red is discouraged instead of prohibited, right? That's also a weird rule. That's kind of how other people do it. There ought to be just one standard, just from a safety perspective, a clarity of message perspective, because I can also understand why somebody who is used to one flag system and comes to a different one and it's not the same as what they mean. You know, now, I don't think there's anybody who can claim that double red is unclear. Double red is a very, very clear system. But yeah, this is bad news. And it's not just like this horrible thing that happened to them over there, although that's true. it's this horrible thing that now making national news winds up making all of our beaches seem less safe, which winds up discouraging people from wanting to take a vacation here. And we really want them to take a vacation here. 437-1620, 437-1620. It's 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3. Other things that we have going on, we have the 4th of July celebration going on with the, you know, Sertoma fireworks display is going to be fantastic. We're going to be streaming the music on Cat Country, our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. Also, the Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars is going to be playing, presented by Mouget. This is going to be on the 4th of July from 7:30 to 9. So it's a big day all day that day. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And we're not showing a whole lot of slowdowns this morning. Certainly use caution wherever you are. We are getting tips that parts of Longleaf has some standing water. And we did have a little rain last night. I don't think there was a ton by any means. But certainly, and don't drive through standing water. You may have heard from our deputy just a little bit earlier. We're also seeing an accident. This is Pittman, Broad Street, and Tower Drive in Pensacola, but not showing a roadblock. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a house and trying to get information and make a good decision, is now the time, is later is the time. What's going on with the market, demand, prices, inflation, interest rates, all of the, you know, okay, fine. Don't listen to me. I'm not the expert on those things, but Christina Leavenworth is. Also, she's really, really knowledgeable about the local market in terms of what's selling, what's not. I mean, instead of like getting some advice from some national columnist or website about what's the right way to stage or what's the right color or any of that, she will know what's going on here locally, and she'll tell you, you know, hey, that landscape, that's great. That landscape, no, let's look at something else. You know, like things that you might not think of as being all that important, but really can be, because she does this over and over and over again, more than 200 times last year. She knows how to help you get the most for your home, and she knows how to make sure that you get the best deal on buying a house, either side of the transaction. 723-9158, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay. We're going to have Robert Bender on here in just a second to talk about the lifeguard situation.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace.
At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
New South proud!
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
Good morning, 620 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We were just talking about the challenges at Panama City Beach, where they've had now, what, 7 deaths in the last 9 days in the water under double red flags, most of them, not all of them. It's made national news. It's the most deadly beach in America at the moment based on the statistics. And I was kind of talking about the different flag system they use here than we use, that we use here than they use there, and also different lifeguarding system, too. And, you know, Commissioner Bender had texted me and said, if you want details on how they're different, I'm like, yeah, but come on. So he's with us now, Commissioner Robert Bender, District 4 for Escambia County. Sir, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. So I'm right that they use a different flag system, that it's like red is discouraged. Like their red is like our yellow kind of, right?
Correct. Yeah. So for us, red is swimmers can't enter the water. You can if you have a surfboard and go in there. And then double red means nobody can enter. And so that's usually around hurricanes.
Yeah,
hurricane in the Gulf, something like that, and that's what we try to say. You know, yellow, you still need to be very cautious, even with green flags flying. You need to know your surroundings. But you know, I think we take a little bit of a different approach. I was talking to Eric Gilmore about this last night. We're very proactive in engaging the guests to the beach. You know, we'll ride up and down the beach. You know, even the parts that don't have a lifeguard stand, you will see the truck go by. And we're making those contacts, and you know, they count how many contacts they make. I mean, they'll make thousands in a weekend. And so it's them being engaged, proactive, you know, trying to prevent the rescue, before someone even gets in the water. And so, you know, these are college and high school kids, that are out here trying to tell an adult that's just driven in from St. Louis, mm-hmm. Or something like that, that's ready to go to the beach, that, hey, sorry, the Gulf's closed today. You know, and if you've been looking forward to this vacation for months,
right.
That's not really what you want to hear. But I think we're also unique in that we have the sound side. I know it's not the same, but you can say, hey, we still have a little bit of a beach and some nice water behind us if you want to go there. So, we do have that relief valve, as you want to call it. But really, I think, our lifeguards do a great job every week. You know, and our lifeguard program stemmed from a number of deaths over a short period of time. Much
right. We were a deadly beach for a while, right? I mean, that was the problem.
It was a week all along the Gulf Coast that you know, similar to what we're having now, where Pete Warren came together and said, hey, I want to donate some trucks and really stood up the program to help where it is today. You know, of course, we hate to see that happen anywhere along our Gulf, but it is. Just shows how dangerous the Gulf can be and why you need to be aware of your surroundings and what's going on.
I know this isn't really your purview exactly, but I had just gotten a text in from former representative and just now consultant and, you know, good friend Dave Merzen, saying that when he was in the legislature, he worked on trying to create a uniform system of flagging across the entire state. I mean, I think it should be nationwide, frankly. And apparently we're kind of the ones that are out of step with it, with our system. But, you know, I don't mind as long as this one system everywhere it makes the most sense to me. So I, you know, to whatever degree you have the ability to, you know, mention that to folks, you know, I can mention it to Alex Andrade as well, because, you know, he's the beach commissioner or the beach representative now. But anyway, I just,
yep.
You know, I think that makes sense. Hey, somebody texted me, and you may not know, this is kind of like breaking rumor. Okay. Did our, Chief Catrabone, did he resign? Do you know?
I did hear that. Yes. And so I heard he's taken a position in Texas.
Okay.
And so I think he's done, I think he's really helped turn our fire department around, if you want to say it that way. But I do feel much better that we are in a better place today than we were when we hired him 2 years ago. So I think he's set up the next person for success. And, you know, thank him for his service and wish him well. And look forward to bringing in the next fire chief and continuing the work that we're doing.
Is that Paul Williams? Is he the deputy chief? I just feel like I'm probably wrong about that.
He is.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And he filled in last time. So I don't think we've named an interim. Chief Catrabone will be around, I believe, through August, and he'll take some vacation time there towards the end of August. But, you know, he's given his notice. So, I'm excited for where we are. I think we have some positions that we're adding this year. You know, we've got a couple of new fire trucks that have just come in. So we're continuing to invest in public safety. We have the training facility that was
right.
in the state budget
funded,
that we
right?
have a little bit of money for. I think we're in the headed in the right direction and in a much better place than we were 2 years ago.
Well, Commissioner Bender, as always, thanks for what you do. Oh, and by the way, apparently I was right. It was another record-breaking week last week at Pensacola Beach. Just every week now
first
is another record-breaking
25,000.
Week, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, you know we're not you know, it's kind of the old joke, right? The reason you buy real estate is because they're not making any more land. We're not making a bigger beach, but we're bringing more people onto it. So you know, there we go.
We are, yeah.
All right,
I think we did a really good job getting people off too.
That's
we
right.
We kept it down. We tweaked some things, and so I think we did a good job getting people off.
Commissioner Bender, as always, thank you for the time and the perspective, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
6:25 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing a lot. It's usually pretty dead this time of day. But use caution wherever you are. Pittman Avenue, Broad Street, and Tower Drive showing a hit-and-run crash. And I'm not showing anything else. It looks like everything else is moving at posted speeds. A little slow. It looks like both east and westbound near Oriole Beach on 98. And that's it. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The United States sending another $500 million weapons package to Ukraine. The Biden administration announced it'll be sending weapons, equipment, and armored vehicles to replenish those lost in battle. A former Maryland police chief will likely spend the rest of his life in prison. He was convicted of setting fires targeting people he saw as enemies. David Crawford was the chief for the city of Laurel. He was found guilty on a dozens of charges, including attempted murder in connection with those arsons. And Airbnb now giving their guests to stay in a real-life Malibu Barbie dream house. The company giving away two night stays inside this Malibu home next month to celebrate the release of a Barbie movie.
Is it made out of plastic and doesn't have any actual windows?
Absolutely. Yes, that's got to be it.
It's all pink. Have you seen it?
I have
it's
seen
cool
it.
Looking.
Yeah, it's funny looking. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:28 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, by the way, I would feel like we had kind of missed the opportunity to say it. I know a lot of you know this already, but we may have people listening who are vacationing or just new to the area. People are always coming here. Always listen, new listeners. If you ever do find yourself caught in a rip where you're getting pushed out, like you're swimming in and it's not going anywhere and you're getting exhausted, stop fighting it. Just don't fight it. Let it take you out, and to the degree that it's possible, just swim parallel to the beach until you're not getting pushed out anymore, and then swim back in. Because there is, you know, if you get out of the rip sideways, then you'll kind of be pushed back in. That's the normal action of the water.
Right.
It'll be working with you.
And Robert Bender raised a good point. I mean, people that drive. I drove here from D.C.
Yeah.
in 98, and I'm like, I'm going to go in that water. And I got carried out. I had to be rescued.
That's your choice about how to come close to death, you know, if that's what you want to do.
It is.
It's not a good choice. 437-1620, 437-1620. Apple. Apple is trying to secure the trademark rights in other countries to every image of apples. Like all the apples. They want all the apples. Not just the apple with the bite out of it, which they already have the rights to, but they're trying to get all of the rights to like the pictures of a Granny Smith apple and the pictures of a Macintosh. And like the apple farmers are worried that their existing logos might be rendered illegal because Apple is so effective at trying to secure. I mean,
what about all the Adam and Eve paintings?
Well, there's a bite missing, right? You know,
yeah.
That was really just an early ad for Macintosh is what that was. So, no, it's just wild to me what these companies will do to try to, you know, control the territory around their brand or just to exert their power, which they certainly have a lot of it. 437-1620. Ryan Seacrest is the new Pat Sajak. Didn't mean to spring that. I should have given you a trigger warning. Hey, I got devastating news about Wheel of Fortune. Pat's leaving. Van is staying. Ryan Seacrest is there. There's a fight over the pay. And although I'm really surprised Vanna is staying. They probably talked her into staying as a transitional, like,
yeah, sure,
steadiness factor. But I would think that, you know, she'd probably be the one. Although, maybe she wanted to host. I don't know. Anyway, whether it'll be successful or not depends on you. We'll find out. David Wayne, I'll have your local news coming up next. After
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden gives a speech in Chicago today, the first of several about what the White House calls Bidenomics.
What is Bidenomics? The White House is glad you asked. They just released this statement. Bidenomics is already delivering for the American people, they say. Our economy has added more than 13 million jobs, including nearly 800,000 manufacturing jobs, and we've unleashed a manufacturing and clean energy boom.
Fox's Doug Luzzatto, the Republican National Committee, calls this the Biden Bankrupting America Tour. Criminal charges against Daniel Penny over Jordan Neely's death are being unsealed at his arraignment in New York today.
Penny subdued Neely on a subway car May 1st. Witnesses on that train said Neely, who was homeless, acted threateningly toward riders. Penny, who is free on bond, maintains it was not his intent to kill Neely.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Penny was initially arrested on manslaughter charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3, another hot one. Already 80 degrees this morning here in Pensacola. And blazing hot temperatures expected to continue all across the Gulf Coast today. As always, police urging people to make sure they don't leave kids or animals unattended in hot vehicles. But, well, what about those dogs that sometimes have to be left in cars? Pensacola police say they have a heat alarm system that lets them know if a patrol car gets too hot for their canine officers.
Once the vehicle, the internal temperature hits 90 degrees, it'll trigger the alarm. What it does, it'll roll the back windows down that house the canine kennel. It also activates a fan that's mounted on one of the windows to blow fresh air into the car. And depending on the model year, some of ours will honk a horn in a rhythmic pattern to alert people. So we have some of them that will flash the emergency lights or air horns or sirens.
That's PPD Officer James Parsons. He talked with Channel 3. His canine, Jax, is the department's newest canine officer and is trained in narcotics and tracking. And Parsons says they check the system for any malfunctions at least once a week. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says they have a similar system to keep their canine officers safe as well. The trial for the last of four suspects accused in a deadly robbery back in 2021 is expected to wrap up today. More from News Radio's Joe Ford.
According to the PNJ, 24-year-old Ellis Clark's two-day trial started yesterday. He's charged with first-degree premeditated murder in the death of 20-year-old Marcus Atienza. If convicted, he would automatically be sentenced to life in prison. Back on November 7th of 2021, Clark allegedly ran up to Atienza's car with another man on Rawls Avenue and fired multiple shots. That second suspect, Nicholas Wells, was convicted on the same charge in April. Two other individuals, Talia Billingsley and Delarian Gaffney, pleaded no contest to accessory after the fact. Billingsley will be sentenced next month, while Gaffney was sentenced to 10 years in March. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Joe. A 30-year-old Pensacola man accused of sexually assaulting a girl for a decade, starting when she was only 5 years old. Yesterday morning, Derek Young was booked into the Escambia County Jail. He's been charged with two counts of sexual battery. He's being held without bond. According to his arrest report, the alleged incidents took place between June of 2011 to July of 2021.
Young would have been between 18 and 28 years old. The victim came forward and reported the alleged assaults December of last year. Triumph Gulf Coast has now signed off on an $8.5 million grant proposal to help the city of Pensacola become the permanent home of the American Magic Sailing Team.
Since our last meeting, we received a Governor's Job Growth Grant Fund award, so our match funding is fully in place. And I can tell you that American Magic is anxiously awaiting a text from in Barcelona today to know that this project is moving forward. So thank you for your support.
City Economic Development Director Erica Grancanolo from last week's meeting, according to the term sheet, there's a requirement that they create at least 170 jobs with an average salary of $105,000, and those jobs will have to stay in Pensacola for at least 4 years. And a Tate High School senior being named as the Sunshine State Scholar for Escambia County. Sinoma Perea earned that honor for her outstanding achievements in STEM coursework. North Escambia reporting that Perea planning to pursue a major in mechanical engineering when she goes to college. So a big congratulations out for Sinoma Perea on that honor. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the 5s.
And not showing any slowdowns. It looks like all traffic on east and west on I-10 is moving in perfect direction, not having any issues there, in perfect speeds. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Very hot and humid today with a high near 94 degrees, 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, very warm with the temperatures overnight dropping near 77. Hot, humid weather continues for your Thursday, high near 96, 10% chance of rain. Low Thursday night near 80 degrees. We're going to stay warm as we head into the weekend with rain chance staying low, 10 to 20%. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it is 81, heat advisory in effect today. 81 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, 78 already in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. First Netflix, then Costco, the retailer implementing stricter enforcement to reduce instances of people using membership cards that don't belong to them. Costco says shoppers will have to show their membership cards to staff members when asked to do so while using self-checkout registers along with photo ID. The club says it doesn't feel it's right that non-members receive the same benefits and pricing as members. Sports merchandise giant Fanatics has raised its offer for sports betting operator PointsBet Holdings U.S. business by 50% in the midst of a bidding war with gambling competitor DraftKings. PointsBet says Fanatics raised its bid to $225 million and recommended that shareholders vote in favor of the revised deal. Fanatics in May forged a deal to buy the Australian company's U.S. assets for $150 million, but raised it after DraftKings made a play for the unit. The competition for the sports bet unit is a sign of the intense interest in sports betting. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
I was alone.
Part where you want it to be the hook and it's not yet, you know.
Gotcha.
That's the best. Earth, Wind, and Fire? Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
That's right.
I always get them confused.
Really?
I do.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears and Earth, Wind, and Fire?
I'm not proud of it, but they're very similar names.
They both have three.
So,
they look drastically different.
I know, but there are, you know, there are things in life that you wish.
End of my life.
That's all the singing you'll get from me today. 640 on News Radio 92.3. I was writing this. I won't tell you what's in it yet, but I'll tell you when it comes out. I got offered to write a column, and I won't even tell you where yet, but local. And I was writing, it's all about my mom, okay, and how she taught me to cook. And I mentioned there, you know, and she also taught me to sing, some things she'd take credit for. Probably not that one. Anyway, I don't know if you've been following this story, but, you know, Alabama, the United States Supreme Court on June 8th, they ruled that the current congressional map in Alabama, where you have one majority black district, it's District 2, despite having like, what, 30% of the state is black, right? So it's, you know, it kind of doesn't seem to quite add up. But then again, you have to understand how districts get drawn, and there are all kinds of rules, things like compactness, for instance. Anyway, so they got told by the United States Supreme Court that the current map with one majority black district out of seven, it violates the Voting Rights Act, most likely, okay? And so a three-judge federal court has given them until July 21st to draw a new one. Well, that's soon. I mean, that's only 3 weeks away. So Kay Ivey, you know, Governor Meemaw, has called a special session of the legislature to meet on July 17th. That puts them at exactly like, you know, this many days to make the map, this many days for it to sit in review, and this many days to pass it. So they're like right up against it if they start then. And there's been like 12 different maps proposed that would satisfy the law, they think, by the critics, the people who brought this lawsuit against the state of Alabama, and, you know, would provide most likely a second majority black district. Now, here's what's interesting is, again, in drawing districts, it's always kind of a difficult process because, you know, for example, you could have, I'm just talking theoretically now, okay? One of the things you notice about Florida is we have a lot more Republicans in the state legislature than we do Democrats, even though at least before this last election, we were pretty close to evenly split, right? We were a solid purple state for quite a while. And you say, well, how can that be? Isn't that gerrymandering? Well, not necessarily. I mean, it really depends on where the Democrat registration votes are, and if they're in really high percentages in very compact geographic zones, like, I don't know, big cities, you know, it can be the case that you actually draw a map that makes sense based on geography and natural land features and populations, but it winds up disadvantaging one group because, you know, the whole concept of like packing and stacking when you're drawing districts is that if you were going to abuse the system, what you try to do is you try to give, like, you know, for example, if you're trying to draw abusive maps in Alabama, what you would try to do is you would try to draw it so that, like, you have one black district where it's like 85% black. You know, Democrats are blacks almost always vote Democrat, okay? And then you would try to be like 55% or 60% Republican or Democrat, or Republican or white in all the rest of the districts. Like you're trying to, you want to have your majority, but you want to spread it out just enough so you can always win, but you don't waste too much of it in any particular way. That's how gerrymandering happens, okay? And gerrymandering done for race is, you know, a violation of the Civil Rights Act. Gerrymandering, when it's done for political purposes, a violation of other rules, but still, the same principles apply. Okay, so in Florida, even though my take is that in Florida, even though we have, this is Governor DeSantis' position, even though we have a strong R-favoring map system, both for state legislative Senate and House, and then also at the U.S. Congress, to do it any other way would itself be a violation of the obligation to draw these districts in ways that make sense. So it's not necessarily wrong if you don't have what seems like the fair share of the representatives. It really depends on where the population groups are. Okay, all that taken into account, looking at the Alabama map, and this is, I mean, this is a national story. This is a big news because they're being forced to put in an extra Democrat, essentially, okay, an extra Democrat into the House of Representatives. Out of seven, they're going to have two now, not just one. And if you look at the map, there's this sort of belt right across the lower middle. The black concentration is very heavy on the west side. That's the current District 2. Okay, and then there's another slightly smaller cluster of black people, Democrat voters, living on the sort of the eastern, like where 65 is around Montgomery, kind of that vicinity, okay? And what you have now is a map that's weird looking, but not super weird looking. It's mostly compact, okay? And it mostly follows county lines, which is another goal. If you can have, if you can avoid splitting counties up, that's actually a good thing. We don't do it all the time, but still, if you can avoid that. So they're being told to redraw the map. And I looked at all 12 of the maps yesterday. All 12 of the maps share, I mean, 11. There's one that's just a little bit different, but most of them share the following basic structure. They create what look like gerrymandered districts because they're odd looking. And the way they're odd looking is they're very, very narrow east to west in the bottom quarter, third of the state. I'll explain more in just a second. Let's get Canyon here with traffic on the fives.
And good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. It looks like everything is running at posted speeds right now. Detroit, Johnson, Olive, Cody. There was an issue yesterday. Of course, that's cleared up now. But University all checking in without delays. Avalon Boulevard and Milton clear through Garcon Point Bridge, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So I want you to understand this issue in Alabama because it's actually fairly, I think it's fairly straightforward to grasp the challenge. And because it's a big story and it's going to affect the House of Representatives and it's going to be in our local news a lot in national news in the coming months, I just wanted you to kind of understand. If you look at the map of Alabama, the proposals to solve this problem, to create the new second majority black district, which, by the way, districts 2 and 7 would now be like just barely above 50. They really wouldn't be strongly Democrat. They're not strongly black. OK, they're just sort of enough to be a majority. So you could imagine theoretically somebody might, you know, win that would be outside those parameters. It's not like District 3 here in Escambia County where it's hopeless for anybody who's a Republican to win. But if you look at the map, District 1, the new District 1, which is right now like the cluster around the Panhandle, the Mobile, Baldwin County, that kind of Escambia County, and up into Monroe and Clark and Washington, that's District 1 right now. District 1 would now be like Baldwin County, Escambia County, and then Covington, Coffee, Dale, Geneva, and Houston going all the way over to the border with Georgia. This long, narrow strip of a mostly white area in order to split off some of the stuff just north of that in another ribbon that stretches the entire width of the state that's designed to kind of carve off some of the black western vote into a second district. And if you looked at this, it looks relatively compact except for that bottom district is really artificial looking. And the only way I can come up with a description that'll make sense to you on the radio is the distance here we're talking about is like 190 miles, right? The width of Alabama is that big. So imagine if the panhandle of Florida to past Tallahassee, okay, past Tallahassee, were two congressional districts, which I think we're now like 2.5 to there. But anyway, imagine that we're two. And instead of drawing a line at like, you know, Walton County in or out, kind of the way the current map works, imagine if you drew it at I-10. I know population-wise this don't make sense, but, you know, this doesn't make sense. But if you think about it geographically, this is the idea. Imagine if you said, Well, north of I-10 would be one map, you know, and that looks so odd, long, narrow, thin, in order to get the proper racial makeup. And then south of I-10 was another map. You would look at that and say, really? Looks like they tried to do that on purpose. Exactly. So this is going to be an artificial solution in order to try to achieve the goal of giving black voters and or Democrats indirectly it's really Democrats, but it happens to be blacks they're carving off in order to give them their so-called fair share. So that's a long-winded explanation to say this. Because of the ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court, Alabama is now having to, in my opinion, gerrymander their districts in order to achieve the kind of partisan balance that seems more representative that's being required by the courts. So just because the court orders, it doesn't mean that what you're doing isn't weird, and what they're doing is weird. 649 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
God bless America, land that I love. Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring, located at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. From all of us at Howard Young Flooring, we would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very happy and blessed Independence Day. Many of us will surround ourselves with family, cookouts, swimming, and fireworks. What a fun day. Celebrate freedom and celebrate safely. God bless.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
National average for a gallon of gas, $3.55. Florida average is, $3.32. Mississippi has $2.98. California has $4.83. If you are in Navarre, $3.11 east and west at the Walmarts. If you're at the foot of the Garrison Point Bridge, it is $3.08 there at the Murphy. $3.35 in Gulf Breeze proper, so get it before you get into the city. No offense, city, I love you, but your gas is too expensive. $3.09 at the Raceway in Milton. $3.09 at the Murphy in Pea Ridge. $3.19, that's about a... 15 cent drop, something like that. So that's good. The pace is cheaper, $3.19 everywhere. Maybe they'll listen to the show. you never know. $3.14 at the neighborhood market Walmart on 9 Mile. $3.14 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming in from the southwest side, $3.14 at the used to be the TNC but is now the Gas and Go on Navy. 6:53 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Italian officials calling for a man that allegedly carved his and his fiancée's names onto the Colosseum in Rome to be identified and sanctioned. Ryan Louise is an American tourist. He filmed it.
I'm just flabbergasted. It's like, really? Seriously? You're really doing this? And he turns and gives me this smile that says, I have no shame at all. And that was just... dumbfounding as well. So I turned around, and next thing I had to do was find somebody to report him to.
And Italian news agencies are reporting that the inscription reads Ivan and Haley 23.
It's hard to know the rules. You know, Some places you go, they let you do graffiti.
Right.
Some places they go, they let you staple a dollar to the wall or the ceiling. And some places you go that are, you know, hundreds of years old, you know, international artifacts of world culture. And, you know, like you're supposed to know to not carve your name in that.
I mean, surely it's a misunderstanding, right?
Yeah,
it's
clearly, gotta be, obviously, yeah.
The in-laws and nephew of NASCAR legend Jimmy Johnson are dead. They were killed in an apparent double murder-suicide. Police in Oklahoma investigating after the bodies of Jack and Terry Janway and their 11-year-old grandson were found Monday. And the Federal Reserve releasing its 2023 stress testing results today. That's a big deal for the largest banks in the country. It helps determine regulatory capital requirements for the next year. Also helps them determine how much excess capital they have.
That story about the Jim Johnson's family is just, I mean, it's atrocious. It is. I don't even know where to start on something like that. I cannot imagine. David, thanks so much for the update. 654 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, no, I'm not ready to talk about that just yet. I have some good stories that I want to get to in just a second. Let's get Canyon here with traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. It looks like everything that's happened has been moved on to the side. Highway 90 clear all the way from Milton into Pace into Pensacola. Same with 98, not showing any issues there from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. Use caution wherever you are, and if you see an accident or a slowdown, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Okay, this is like my favorite story of the day yesterday. It comes out of the New Yorker, which of course means that it was an 84-page article because that's all they are able to write. And they are not a get-to-the-facts-right-away kind of publication. If you've ever read the New Yorker, it's telling the stories and making you laugh and saying our snarky stuff. But
and here's a cartoon you won't get.
Yeah, right. Then here's a cartoon that'll be over your head. The United States Army has announced the very first combat-ready bra. The Army Tactical Brassiere. Not making this up.
Can civilians get it?
Literally, it's called the ATB. Because you know the military is all about the acronyms, right? It's the ATB. The ATB will improve overall soldier performance and lethality, which makes you wonder, like, how is a tactical bra related to lethality? Like, is it flame resistant? You know, is it bulletproof? Does it shoot bullets? Does it hypnotize the enemy? Does it turn the wearer invisible? These are all questions raised by Patricia Marks, writing for The New Yorker. I like her, but she's long-winded. You know, we have, like, all kinds of things that came out of military, like cargo pants, you know, for example, T-shirts, trench coats, aviator glasses, all kinds of stuff. So she went to investigate. And so she went to the Design Pattern Prototype Shop, the DPPS. She met Ashley Cushion, the bras designer, not making that name up, and Annette LaFleur, the team leader in charge of Army uniforms, and she investigated. And so basically what they wound up creating, she says, is there are four different designs, A, B, C, and D. A is a pullover style with padded cups. B is a shelf style pull-on with a racer back. C and D have cross back straps. And one has adjustable compression if you like to, you know, feel very, very tight. You can understand immediately, though, why this is a concern. Like, if you don't have a standardized piece of clothing, but it's a very difficult piece of clothing to standardize because women's body shapes are very different. And also, you know, what level of compression are you trying to achieve? Because, you know, if you're in war fighting, okay, if you're jumping onto planes or if you're fighting on the ground or something like this, this is a real challenge. So she says that all of them are like sports bras sold at Lululemon, but different. For example, fire resistant. Okay, she says, these are fire resistant, whereas the ones you buy in stores are basically Duraflame logs spun into fabric, which is true. They're not, you know, most sports bras are not fire resistant. Proprietary compression knit fiber designed to wick moisture and dry quickly. All makes sense. Tactical just means because it's anything that's involved in combat or clothing, you know, so it's tactical. It doesn't need to be bulletproof because you have other things that are designed to do that. That's all silliness. But they developed the biometric algorithm monitoring brassiere back in 2018, the Bambi, they called it. The idea there was that it would use built-in sensors to monitor physiological changes in the wearer. And it would be able to tell you, for example, if you were tired. That didn't go anywhere. So we didn't get the Bambi. What we got instead was the ATB, which will be coming soon to, you know, an army post near you, basically.
Hey,
so
you get to shop at the barracks.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of, it's an interesting problem that I never would have thought of, except I run across this New Yorker article, this very long-winded New Yorker article about how they're rolling this out. And it will, You know, and by the way, not all women are on board with this. Not all women who are in the Army are excited about this, because some of them think, look, this is such a, it's such an individualized item that we'd rather just go buy our own, you know, rather than deal with one that's standardized for all of us. It doesn't exactly fit many of us. So anyway, coming soon. 6:59 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Future news. Will there be a change in either the flag system to standardize it, or in the guarding system at Panama City Beach, or is this just a, like, sometimes horrible things happen?
Yeah, bad on you. No, I hope there is. People really need to learn. I didn't know the flag system when I moved here, and it's true. People think, oh, I'm going to the beach. Flags. Psh.
It ought to be standardized. Unless that's my one push, like that. Ought to be standardized across the whole state at the very least. Whatever that one standard is, it just ought to be the same everywhere.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.